Hello.
Hey, Steve.
Yep.
Hey, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
All right.
Rough weekend?
Yeah, I'm not doing anything right now. I'm waiting to get paid on this job, and if I don't get paid on this job, I have no money in the bank. So you guys aren't gonna, once the bank looks at my thing, they're gonna kill me. This last month was worse because the money I'm supposed to get right now, they're supposed to cut me a check for today and send it to me, was supposed to be given to me 15 days ago. So that was, almost $20,000, which I should have had in September on top of the other thing I put in. So it shows me making only a deposit of about $13,000 last month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is a nightmare.
No,
15. So basically, the builder that I'm working for fucked me.
Wow.
And they're waiting for parts. And I said, well, you know what? I go, you need to give me money to get these parts or they're not arriving. Because I have two deliveries supposed to arrive to me and it's COD. And they won't even deliver to me without a COD. So I'm like, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at.
I got you.
So it doesn't look good.
No, I mean, as long as you have like a current running statement on...
And I've been trying to pull up the current September, and they haven't done it yet. I can only pull up it, not as a statement, I can only pull it up separately.
It might just be because of the weekend, how...
It'll probably be done by tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would think. Today or tomorrow at the latest would be when you could probably view it.
Thanks, get away with murder.
That's the least of what they probably get away with. What else did you guys have planned here for projects and stuff? Did you have anything coming up here?
We're still on the same project. So right now, the $13,000 that I put in the bank last month was a deposit for a job that we're doing, which we haven't even built yet. We have a kitchen that there's a balance of $13,000 on that one. There's a balance of $7,000 on a kitchen. There's a balance of $5,000 on one reface, another balance of $5,000 on another reface, and it's still a balance of $60,000 on the big job.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and then obviously I'll have to sell something or do something between, November and Christmas to, fill that void.
Yeah. So, I mean, is this something you kind of run into with most of the projects that you do,
The problem is that you take on too much and then you can't do anymore because you have to hire more people and then you get it going and then they promise you all this kind of shit and then they kind of procrastinate on you. So what they do is they make the calendar, they stretch the calendar out. So you starve on the calendar because you get paid maybe like twice a month on most stuff and then if you you're going at it strong, I mean, you got to realize I built this job for it was $139,000. Then we added a bunch of stuff, so it's the change orders and everything so far. It's about $150,000. Well, over $50,000 of that is just lumber.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, because it's $7 a board foot. It's rift white oak. And so everything's rift white oak. Everything's inch thick stock, which means we're making the whole thing out of 5/4. So we milled it down to an inch. So that way everything's perfectly an inch thick. And then that's just on the facing. That's the doors, the mold, the everything. And then there's custom crown made. Yeah, and then we had to finish everything. Luckily, the finish material didn't cost us that much on this job, but the labor was 3 times the amount of labor. Because they did this, there's this whole thing that's new now where you have to make it look dull. Like, it doesn't have a finish on it, but it is a finish. And then it was like, we had to put a coat on it, like a golden oak, and then we had to go over it with a whitewash and make the grain pop. So we had to hand brush it, the whole job.
All of the...
So he was in here finishing for 4 weeks that he'd normally finish in like a week.
Wow.
Yeah. So that made it harder for us. And you can't add more for that. Yeah, you can't add more for that. I don't know. It's just an ongoing... I like what I do. But to be honest with you, if anybody in your family ever wants to be a finished carpenter, shoot them. I mean, it's a good profession as far as, you have a kind of accomplished of what you've done. as long as you're doing new stuff or high-end stuff. But if you do, like, refurbished stuff, like you're redoing apartments, that's even worse, because if you go and see what you did and the guy trashed it, then it's even worse for you.
Yeah.
I mean, most stuff we put in is 20, 30 years. It's going to last 20, 30 years. I mean, I've never even really had... I don't think I even have any touch-up callbacks in the past.
Really? That's impressive.
No, because we overbuild. I mean, obviously, if it goes after 3 years, you're going to have to pay us to go touch it. We'll do it. Not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, lifetime warranty for construction, I've never had any of my stuff fall apart, ever.
Wow. You know how you said, like, the one project you had, they gave you $13,000 down as, like, a deposit?
Yeah.
Is that calculated just on basically the materials needed, or how do you come up with that number?
It's 50%.
Oh, you just do 50% of whatever it's going
to
be?
Yeah,
cost.
If it's a small job, if it's under, like, 20 grand, it's 50%. If it's, like, $50,000, then we'll take progress payments on us.
Okay.
Because it's pointless for me to get, it's pointless for me to get a payment under 10 grand. It really doesn't help us. By the time we get it in the bank, get everything going, order the parts, get moving, 10 grand's gone.
Yeah, well, that's what I was wondering. I feel like that's what you would go through pretty quickly.
No, I mean, it's like, we can't even do a job for under... I can't even do a small job for under $2,500. You can't show up. What's the point?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you got to drive there, you got your vehicle, you got the time to drive there, you got set up, you got, you know, and it's... You get a handyman at that point.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, payroll. So, let's see, it's 2, 4... Yeah, it's about $1,000 a day for payroll, easily. It's not even worth working the comp and all that. That's just basic.
Yeah, that all adds up real quick for you.
Yeah, it's like little stuff, but if you add it up, it's just, you know, and then, you know, electrical and shop time and rent, so you got to divide all that up. I've never even sat down and done that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So you're better off being a handyman, or actually what you're better off doing is having a mobile truck that has everything in it, like a big one,
mm-hmm.
and going and buying houses and flipping them.
That's not a bad idea.
That is the better way to do it. Just go do high-end beach houses. Do really trash beach houses that are small.
Yeah.
So you don't have to put too much flooring and stuff into it, and then just go to the next one. And I would do it right now if I had the collateral.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, then you got to stipulate yourself. You got to say, okay, I've got to move this property in 3 months. I mean, when I take the property, I have to have it ready for the realtors to show it in 3 months.
Yeah, you put all your eggs in one basket there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The only thing I was thinking is if I could do that in the future on top of what I'm doing to keep the crew busy.
Yeah.
That way I can afford to have a couple more guys that are expensive so that I could actually get more done, and then that would pay their salary. I probably wouldn't make a big profit off it, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At least, and that's what a lot of guys did before the Great Depression. And then after that, everybody's been buying houses and fixing them up, but they really don't fix them up. They just put shit in it and do like a slap over job on them.
Yeah.
And the poor guy that buys a house goes in there and figures out that everything's done wrong.
It's such a rough industry.
It's got baseboard on it. It's got in a bad way, and it's got all the plumbing in the walls are horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like a nightmare.
So, I mean, that's not where I'm at, but I'm, you know what? I don't think I'm going to do anything today on this. I'm going to just get my work done today and just kind of, I'm trying to get paid from these guys. Once I get paid from these guys, maybe I'll be a little bit less depressed.
Well, that too, let's just give it maybe like a week or two for those statements to kind of look a little bit healthier.
Yeah.
And we can maybe go back and look at this. But you know,
otherwise, you guys are just going to shoot me down or give me some shit, or I'm going to get a shit loan.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm trying to get you the best approval possible.
Yeah.
You know, and if we're going to do it, I'd want to try and all
the cards would have fell properly, it would have been fine.
Exactly. So I'm going to pencil you in here for about a week and a half, 2 weeks from now, and then we can kind of circle back and kind of see where things are at.
All right. Yeah, and I've got another company that I was working with before that they're pushing on me, so I don't know what they're going to do or where it's at, but it was already in the system. It's the same people that gave me the loan before, so I don't know. And I kind of have feel the same way with them right now as what I just talked to you about. So it's just about, you know, it's a matter of, geez, do I, you know, bend over and take it a little bit more right now and not get anything out of it, or...
Well, yeah, you know, or not. If it makes sense, and then you can obviously proceed from there. But if capital is really the issue for this, for these situations here, it's definitely something we can help you out with.
Yeah, that's what the problem is. I can't get it done on time because I didn't have the capital to keep it going. So I had to wait for the next sale or the next check to, you know, I took the deposit for the other job to buy lumber to keep the other one going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
You know, and that guy will be calling me this week saying, when are you start doing that? You know, but that guy wants everything done in like a week, even though you have 6 to 8 weeks to do it. He's like, now, I want it built now.
It's for a business. That easy.
So I'm like, yeah, I tell him to, you know, go pound sand, you know, because I'm this finished carpenter and, you know, he loves my work. So it's like, you know what? It's like, you went with me. He procrastinated like 4 weeks to give me money too, which is kind of hurt me. And I'm like, you know what? Don't procrastinate. You can procrastinate with me, and you're going to end up late. You're going to get a big old scratch on my running board.
All right. Well, I'll follow up with you here in a few weeks, Steve. If anything does come up, you got my number there. But like you said, we can revisit this here in a few weeks. Let's just get those statements looking a little bit healthier, and we can probably get you a pretty good approval.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Steve. We'll be in touch. Bye.
Okay, bye.